Begin the Karan Dav, Masech the Shabbos, Dav Pevo, we begin the Amid Beis. Begin the Tezid of Masech, it begins, where does the Gemara, Balitfulu Beini Shimshi, let them go to the Mikvah on Friday night, Vakabla Tara Beini Shimshi, and then be Mikabla Tara on Friday night. Tezid can explain, on whom is the Gemara asking this question? That is, we had this Machlekes regarding how long is the Tumah of the emission of the Shechva Zerah, and we said that that was why Moshe Rabbeinu had separated them that amount of time before Matan Torah. So that the Gemara asks, why was the Torah given Shabbos in the morning? Everyone could table on Friday night because of the possibility of Thomas Kerry and Mikabel the Torah on Friday night. So Pishba Kunchi explains, Rabbi Kiva Parch, the Gemara's question was specifically regarding Rabbi Kiva, since he holds the Torah was particular regarding five complete Oinas, so that ended on Friday night. And then you could go to table then, and from the fact that the Torah wasn't given out until the morning, would actually sound like, no, it has to be one more Aino, which is six Ainas. However, Tesis brings Riyam, he says that Adi Rebbe Loza ben Azari Rebbe Shmuel Nami Pach. Now, even according to them, the Gemara is asking, even though they go based on days, that Dineilith Mahacha, that no, to the contrary, we should learn from here, the question was, Da Ainas, Kavit Kro. You see that we're particular about Ainas, not daytimes. The Ayom, because they're particular about daytimes, like Kabbalah Tarbe Shibshi, that's the Gemara's question, they do it banish mushes. Obviously, it's another Aino that you have to have, and therefore the question could even be according to them. Ten next to the master begins. Where's the Gemara? Table b'tzafid Shabbat. They should table in the morning on Shabbos. Taisa can explain here also who's the Gemara's question on. So that Taisa says Havadi leparach Rabbi Kiva. This Taisa agrees that the question is only going to be according to Rabbi Kiva. The Sfirli he holds out in this Kabbat Kra. The Torah is particular about the certain amount of periods. On that the question is, why did Rabbi Kiva hold there's only five Oinas? Because he learns out that Moshe Rabbeinu separated them the fourth day, Wednesday in the morning. And they tumbled on Friday night after five complete Oinas. But the name you should say, Dilma Beinah Shesh Oinas. You should say, no, maybe you need six time periods. And Bechitim, if you're going to say, Imhoye Paletz Basevel HaShabbos, if you're going to admit a mission at the end of Friday night, Masi Yitzvah, when are they going to table? That's the most questionable table. But Tabat Shabbat, let them table Shabbos in the morning. And therefore, how does Rabbi Kiva know that it's enough with five Oinas? Maybe that's why the Torah was given on Shabbos in the morning to get the sixth Oinah. However, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shmuel, that's a taste of Loi Parach. That the Gemara never asked, because the name of that to say, oh, like we explained the previous tases, according to the Ri, the name of that you should say, Dilma Kavod Rachmana Oinas. No, maybe the Torah was particular about Oinas, and to say maybe that's why the Torah was given only Shabbos in the morning, and then table the Shabbos in the morning. No, it says Taisa because the Pa'ami Kula. The Gemara would never ask that. If they hold that it's days, the Gemara wouldn't ask that maybe it would be particular about the Oinas, because at times to say an Oinas, that's a leniency. For example, in Shimshim B'tchilas Alayla, she had relations in the beginning of the nighttime. The Ikab Dinan A'Oinas, if we're particular about the Oinas, so Mishavar He Oinas Tahar, for once five time periods pass by, she's ready to be Tahar. On Vahashta the Kabbalah, but now there's a particular about days in the Torah Yom Revi. It's only going to be Torah until the fourth day. So therefore, Taisa says it's more logical for us to be particular about days than on Oinus, and therefore the Gemara would not have asked, oh, how do you know maybe this Oinus? Because if anything, that's a leniency. But, says Taisa, Mihu, Metina, Lameh, the Parach, no, you could say that the Gemara's question is even according to Lazar, Zayin, and Bishmal. The Gemara's question is, Dilma Kabbalah Oinus, V'ayom. Maybe what particular is about either one, Atavai, L'chumra, on both of them as a stringency, meaning, you're right. When the relations was in the beginning of the night, which is the beginning of the first Ayin of that day, so of course, and then we'll go after the days because that's more stringency, but that's longer. But if the relation was at the end of the day, which for Ayin, you don't have really any Ayin there in that day, but you have that day as a daytime, then we're going to go after Ayin. So he explains the most question about to either go on Rabbi Kiva, that holds particular about Ayin, holds particular about days. That is not a difficulty because when I can say it's a leniency, I'm only saying it's a stringency. Or you could say the question was, we should be stringent on both, which then it would be a stringency in certain cases to go also after Oinus, and that's the Gemara's question on all opinions. The next text, the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak, he says, no, we couldn't have done it, the Tefillah Shabbos in the morning, so that we don't have some going to Mekabbalah Torah and some going to the Mikvah. Chayes can explain that then why do we need the previous interpretation? That is, the Gemara had originally asked that why was the Torah given at daytime, and the Gemara now is saying why they table at nighttime, they should table in the morning. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak, as our Tesis quoting says, that, oh, because you can't have some going to Mekabbalah Torah, some going to table. But then Tosfos says, Rebbe, if that's the case, Imkain, then if you're going to say Imkain, if that's the case, Matzar Reb Yitzchak Drasha, then why do we need Reb Yitzchak in the previous Gemara's question that said that, well, why didn't you give the Torah at nighttime? So Reb Yitzchak could answer that question. Because Hashem says, I'm not speaking in private. I'm going to speak it during the day when it's all light. So why do you need that anymore? Once you say this interpretation, so then, of course, the reason why the Torah was not given at nighttime is because then people are going to go to the mikvah and some are going to come to the Torah. As we said, that they had to go to mikvah at the nighttime. So what are you asking the previous Gemara's question? You don't need that pasuk anymore. That's what says Hashem. What you can say is the Itzach No is necessary for both answers. If you didn't have that pasuk, then literally betchilas leil Shabbos. No, we would say Tovel at Friday night. And then much later in the night, at midnight, then we mekabel Torah. So therefore, we need to say that pasuk to say no, it can't be at nighttime. Now, so then, if you have that pasuk, what do we need our interpretation? Because during the daytime, you can't say what we'd say during the nighttime. Because if you would wait, let's say noon during daytime, until everyone finishes going to the mikveh and then go to Mekabel HaTorah, or even Masbat Matal HaTorah, then they would not be learning the Torah, they should be learning during the daytime. And therefore, we needed both different interpretations of why they couldn't be Mekabel HaTorah at the nighttime and of toiveling during the morning time. The next stage, the Masbat begins the words of the Gemara. I'm a Pishman Ish, but if the Zerah came out of the man, everything was up until now said regarding the woman. If it came out of the man, to make Kozmachi Lecha, then it's going to be tummy as long as it's still moist. Which Tyson wonders, what's the Chiddush of Rav Chizda? Because says Taisa Hikshav in the Tam, he says the Masnini, this is a Mishnah. What do we need an Amori of Chizit to tell us this? The Nan Beperg Dam Hanida, Nidid of Nandalma Beis, Hazoiv, the Ziva discharge itself, Vahaniya, and that which comes out from the Zav, Baharik, and the spill of the Shekhvara, and the semen, the Tam Alachin, it contaminates as long as it's moist, the Mimitam Inivation, it does not contaminate when it's dry. So what do you need of Chizit tells this? So that's just Taisa Miu like Kasha Kulai. It's not so difficult because they could maybe could say, if we only had that Mishnah, Mitamalach and Tech Gimel, we'd say, yeah, it's tummy when it's moist within 3 days. But after 3 days, we wouldn't know that. We need Rav Chizda saying, no, as long as it's moist, even after 3 days. Or Rabbi Netanyahu, she explains actually the Hach over here, we're not talking about that it's the semen that comes out of the men directly. Yeah, that's already the Mishnah Sartas Nida. Here we're talking about Bezacha Shenivu, we're talking about the male that was sodomized. And then he emits that seed, which is exactly like the woman who received it from someone else. That's where the Chiddush of a Chizda, because of Hassan brought carry. There in that Mishnah is when a man sees the carry in the normal way where it comes out of his body. And this Rabbi Nathanael explains, these are two different approaches to explain this Chiddush of a Chizda. Either that to say it's even after 3 days, or that to say that even if it's Nirva, it's not going to be Mesrachas like a woman, and it's going to be Mitama as long as it's still moist. Wonder, we don't see from that pasuk that was on Rosh Chodesh. That is, because we had a machlokes in the Braisim, exactly when was the Torah given on the 6th of Sivan and the 7th of Sivan. One thing Rabbi says, according to everyone, they came to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh, and that the Torah was given on Shabbos. What machlokes is, when was Rosh Chodesh? Was it on Yom Rishon or Yom Sheni? Now the Gemara explains, and how do we know that they came to Midbar Sinai Rosh Chodesh? So Rabbi says we know from Gzeirah Shavah. The Matan Torah says Vayim Hazeb Midbar Sinai. And the Kohen Pesach says Hachidish Hazelach Rosh Chodeshim. So with the Rosh Chodesh also means Rosh Chodesh. Now but Tosfos says, but Tamer, it's a wonder because the Perikam and the Pesachim Pesachim Avon Beis Parak. The Gemara asks a high krag gufay. The Gemara asks on this pasuk itself. Mimaydi Bashiachar Kali. How do you know it's on Rosh Chodesh? That Moshe Rabbeinu had told the people about Kohen Pesach. Maybe it was on the 4th or the 5th of the month. Who said it? He said on Rosh Chodesh. So how are you using this pasuk as a source if the Gemara there itself is not clear about that it's Rosh Chodesh? Unless it says Rosh Chodesh, you can say no. The Vada B'Shachar Koy most definitely that when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them it was on Rosh Chodesh. How do we know that? Because the Minim Medrash, we say in the Medrash to the Mechilta, Shereya Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Be'etzma, Moshe Rabbeinu showed to Moshe Rabbeinu in that same pasuk V'Chodesh Elchem, he showed him the Meilad with his finger. So obviously that day was Rosh Chodesh. So then Tosfos says, "Oba Pesachim leparach." So what do you do with the Gemara Pesachim that it was asking and saying, "Well, it's not so obvious." That's El the Boy LeMeilev Menor. It's only because the Gemara wants to learn out from over there, from that pasuk. Hadam Rishim Leil regarding Rishim's Gemara is halacha that he says Shadur Shlav Niyah Pesach Becherz of Pesach Shteisha Basu that you start expounding on the halachas of Pesach before Pesach by 2 weeks. Ah, how do you see that? Shari Navi, I mean, Rosh Chodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu, the prophet was standing Rosh Chodesh Umazal Pesach and he was directing them regarding the halachas of Pesach, which is 2 weeks before. And we see that from this pasuk. The only thing the Gemara Pesachim is asking, it says, when it says, how do you know that the prophet was telling them on the Rosh Chodesh, maybe it was on the 4th and the 5th, is like this. In other words, b'nehi de b'rish chaydish, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, for sure, like we said, that pasuk hazeh, which we're learning out to our sugya of hazeh, was on Rish Chaydish. And that's when Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Dilma Moshe Kishama Yisrael, the most question over there is, what when Moshe Rabbeinu then repeated to the Jewish people, how do you know that he said it that day when he heard it from Hashem? Maybe he said it a few days later on the 4th or 5th of the month, and therefore it's not necessarily the halachic source of expounding on the halach of the Pesach 2 weeks before. Umasik. And the Gemara concludes over there that you're right, the Yol of Midbar Midbar. How do you actually know that it was a Rish Chaydish? Because by the Karban Pesach it says, V'yidah v'shem Moshe b'midbar Sinai, v'shon Hashem b'chad Rishin, and they did the Karban Pesach b'miyada. It says also, a different Pesach, V'yidah v'shem Moshe b'midbar Sinai, oil moid b'rech l'chaydish Hashem in the second month. V'ahu d'b'ech l'chaydish Hashem, there where it says, in the first of the second month, is Amir S'mosh l'Yisrael Hesu b'bayyam. There the speaking of Moshe Rabbeinu was on that same day itself. Because it's like, it says, b'ech l'chaydish Hashem, b'yisad m'shpoch Hesu b'gamer. So therefore, it sounds like that, the Dibur with the Jewish people was Rosh Chodesh, so too was on the Rosh Chodesh of Nisan. Now that we finished all that sugya, Taisa asks, actually, but I'm going to say, so the Milo Yolof Hocha Midba Mimidba Kedi Yolof Hossam, then why don't we learn that to our source that we're trying to teach for regarding Sivan, that when did they come, when was that to the Midbar Sinai, was a few days before Mantar, was a Rosh Chodesh, the Hochanamic said Midbar Bo Midbar Sinai. Here else is Midbar, it says they came to Midbar Sinai. So you should learn that from that original source of Midbar. Why are we going from here to Pesach, which Pesach itself is learned from that other Pesach, which says Midbar, learn direct? And that's a thing Hashem, what you can say is, no, the Tfei Nechli Lamil of Hazeh Hazeh, the Gemara preferred to learn Hazeh Hazeh, but like Midbar, Mibam Midbar. Because it's not the same exact word, and therefore they prefer to learn Hazeh Hazeh, which is this Allah. So Taisa explained that this, that the prophecy, HaChidosh Hazeh, was said to Moshe Rish Chodesh, that's that we learned that from Hazeh, that's obvious, because Hashem showed him the Mailed, which obviously Rish Chodesh. The only question the Gemara Pesachim was, how do we know Moshe Rabbeinu said it to the Jewish people on Rish Chodesh? That we know from Pesach Sheni, on the first of the second month, which is Gzeir Shavah Midbar Midbar, and we don't learn that from Midbar Bam Midbar, because it's not the same exact word, rather we learn that Hazeh, Hazeh. The next stage of the Masada begins with words of Gemara, Betlos Amalu Mitzak Bol. On the third day, he told them the mitzvah of making a boundary around Har Sinai. So I'm going to explain, how do we know that the mitzvah of making the boundary was before the mitzvah of separating from their wives, which, as the Gemara said, Eben agrees in the procession, the question exactly which day it was, that on day three was the mitzvah Hagbola, on day four was the mitzvah of Frasha. So Taisa says, because according to everyone, Hagbola Kadmon LaPrisha, the mitzvah of making a boundary around Har Sinai was said before the mitzvah of separating from the wives. And the reason for that is because the Tlos of Yom Ksivi, and that parashat says three times by Yom, which is that when Hashem commanded Moshe to tell the Jewish people. Now, the Svaru, it's logical, says Tosfos, the Chalecha Nemen B'Yemen, that each one was said on its own distinct day. In other words, on a different day. And that you didn't have two commands on the same day. Now, Shrifa B'Kamaksiv, Atam Tili, B'Gaimah, on the first day, which was day two that they came to the Midbar, says, you're going to be familiar, Melech is going to go to college. But Basiksiv, but the later one, it says, Mitzvah Prisha U'Mitzvah Gbola. The same Pasik refers to the Mitzvah of separation from their wives and the Mitzvah of making the boundaries. Now, but I'm sorry, like Sibay Midi, but the middle time it says V'Yemen, it doesn't say anything. She asked the Moshe Shlichli, so the Moshe Rabbeinu to do some agency to the Jewish people. And therefore, it says, V'Islam the Mishti Mitzvah Gbola Hi Amir. It makes sense for us to put to the middle one, although Hagbola is actually said later, that to put the Mitzvah of the making the fence for that Amir, the limits is Prisha, and not Prisha, which actually said first. The reason why that is, says Tosha, Remiyada Chamir Achleinik, because right after the last time it says the Bayamer, Ksivim Mitzvah Prisha, says the Mitzvah of separating. So it sounds like that last Vim was on the Prisha. So although mentioned after that Hagbola, but since Hagbola is not connected to any Amira, we'll then put it to the middle Amira, and then according to everyone, the Hagbola was on the day three, and on day four, the next day, was the Mitzvah of Hafrasha, although it's actually not said in that specific order.